Greetings, dear friend. The question has just come up about how come bad things happen to good people. So often people get situations in their life or their health, and they seem to be very positive people, very up people, even people that are helping other people, and yet something unpleasant happens to them. Now, I don't have the answer for that, for sure. And I've got some theories. And of course, the strongest theory, which comes from many thousands of years ago, is karma, that something in a past life, that is assuming when we die we're reborn, something in a past life has gone out of balance and we've come back to put it in balance. Maybe we hurt someone, so we need to be hurt this lifetime. This is the theory. I don't have any other explanation. There seems to be things going on that are not easily explained. And I have a sense that what we call a past life is not a past life. I have a sense, and some scientists have also said this, that there are parallel universes, that we are living in many dimensions or many levels simultaneously. Now, all this is theoretical and practically not so useful. What I find useful is this. Again, coming to this very moment, every single moment, and being aware. Now, this is what I'm talking about, being aware. And I've tried for years and years and years. I even had a place in Italy where it was devoted to this, and it still didn't work. I'm talking about awareness in every single moment. And that means, are you aware of your thoughts right now? Are you aware of where you're standing or sitting or looking, and what you can hear? I'm talking about right here now with your awareness. You don't put a cup down without putting a cup down. You don't open a door without opening the door and closing the door. I'm talking about every single moment. And what I'm suggesting as a possibility, because I don't know this, this will free you from what might be a past, an imbalance, that in each moment you're free. But you've got to be here. And I'm talking about every single step, every single moment. Are your eyes open or closed or half open or half closed right now? Every single thing. Now, this isn't anything new. If we go back thousands of years to the masters, they've all said exactly the same thing. Be here now. This is it. And we sort of go, oh yeah, but we don't do it. Now, it doesn't matter if we don't do it. Nothing matters. Nothing. But there is a consequence. I'm suggesting there's a consequence to every single thought. It's a terrifying thought that you have a negative thought that you don't acknowledge and accept sends out a vibration that affects everything and bounces back and affects you. Every single thought, every single moment, every single everything. It's sort of paralyzing in a way, but once you get to it, there's a sort of freedom. It's as though there's a fog around about, but you're in a clear bubble. You can't see the past, you can't see the future, but the moment seems crystal, shining clear and delightful. And the mind can go on, but we don't have to engage in it. Just acknowledge it. And again, we come back to being here now. And here's another thing. I know I've said it so often, but just listen again. Not making anything more or less important than anything else. Whether you're putting the cup down on the table or whether you're helping a friend who's in dire need of your assistance, it's equal. It's equal. And when you come to this moment, as I say, this clarity, you'll be there for yourself and you'll be there for other people. You will automatically become aware of your inherent caring. And it isn't just for people. It's for everything. It's for the chair you sit on, the tools you use. It's for everything. There's a caring. You become a frequency of caring. And it's delightful. And there are people like that. Many people like that. And when you meet them, there's something delightful about them. They're not fixed. They certainly don't complain. And they don't get angry. They don't get upset about the same things that most people get upset about. There's something about them. And I'm suggesting these few things. As much as you possibly can, shift your orientation from existing to being here now, with things just as they are. Not making anything more or less important than anything else. And if you can, see if you can get in touch with the joy, the fun of life. Not taking anything too seriously. At least take a little time to experiment. Try it out. See if it works for you. And remember, not too seriously. Bye for now.